Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And so we begin with the name of God, the eternal name, I am, woven into what Jesus is telling about the good shepherd and all the way through John chapter 10. Let me ask a clarifying question at the beginning. When we talk about Jesus as our good shepherd, are we talking about this life? Our good shepherd until he can bring us into eternity? Or are we talking about forever? Is there something eternal going on? Will Jesus continue to be our good shepherd through all eternity? And I suspect you know the answer to that already, but it's important to look at it and see it clearly. It's important to realize why it is that Jesus includes the eternal name of God when he says, I am the good shepherd. In fact, if you scan through John chapter 10, you find the eternal name of God over and over again. Verse 7, I am the door. Verse 9, I am the door. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. Verse 11, or verse 14, I am the good shepherd. And then comes the claim in verse 30, I and the Father are one. But it is important for us to realize this so that we know what it means for him to be the good shepherd, that it is a lasting thing and not just a task to be accomplished. And it comes home when we can say of our loved ones who have passed that they are even now being watched over and cared for by the one who calls himself the good shepherd. This does not pass when we leave this world. So once again, going through John chapter 10, when Jesus says, verse 10, I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. You see, that abundant life is not the wealth or the riches of this life or of these years. It stretches out into all eternity to have the endless blessings that never leave off. And earlier on, when Jesus says, verse 4, when he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. You see, he's talking about leading us both now and forever through blessing after blessing and joy after joy endlessly. And when Jesus talks about later on, verse 28, I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. Well, that is exactly what he's talking about. It really is all about Jesus. From the beginning to the end of what we are about, it is Jesus. As the good shepherd, this is a singular shepherd. There is none other like him, just as there is no other name given under heaven by which we must be saved. This is not just a good shepherd. This is not just a very good shepherd. This is not just a very, very good, even excellent shepherd. This is the good shepherd. There is no other shepherd and no other flock of sheep like this one. And no other shepherd and sheep have such a relationship. So, part of what is included in I am the good shepherd is to know us. Verse 14, I'm the good shepherd, I know my own and my own know me. And now, notice the comparison. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and it is that all-knowing, completely intimate knowledge. It is to know us through every strength and weakness, every need in the soul, including the ones we don't ourselves know about. Every need in the soul, including the ones we've gotten too busy to pay attention to. He knows us all the way through and is able to shepherd us in such detail. Peter knew what it meant to be known. Before the rooster crows, you will deny me, said Jesus. But it was the good shepherd who knew him. And because it is the good shepherd who knew him, Jesus was able to bring him through that time of the collapse in his faith. Thomas knew what it meant to be known. That his refusal, unless I put my finger in the mark of the nail, I will not believe. That was not a private thing. But he was known by the good shepherd. So a week later, Jesus is there in the upper room, although the doors were locked out of fear. He appears and turns and says to Thomas, reach out your finger and see my hands. It's the good shepherd who brought Thomas those words of life. We know what it means to be known. He is the one who is able to speak his words and create faith inside our heart and soul. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. He sees everything in us and is able to tend every one of those concerns. He gives us prayer. He wraps us in his promises. He assures us of his presence. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And behold, I am with you to the end of the age. And Jesus calls us his brothers and sisters and children of God. We know what it is to be known. Back in the Old Testament, King David knew what it was to be known. Psalm 139. Where he says, before there's a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. He knew what it was to be known. Every word, every thought, every desire, including all of those that David would have rather had become unknown. He continues, where can I go from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the grave, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn and dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there your hand will lead me and your right hand will lay hold of me. And then as he goes on, how precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would outnumber the sand. He knows. Our good shepherd knows. He knows all the failings, all the wrongs, all the ways we've turned and wandered off. But instead of moving away from us, he persistently comes closer. Because down at the core of the work of the Good Shepherd is this. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The one, the only, the exclusively, the one who is the Good Shepherd. There is no other, and no other name by which we must be saved. He is the only Savior. He is the only one through whom sins are taken away, death is undone, life is restored, and then extended out to eternity. And this is profoundly a part of the eternal name. You see, there is an eternal wisdom and an eternal plan. Paul talks about a secret and hidden wisdom of God decreed before the ages for our glory. There, before the first dust of the world was created, there within the Trinity, between the persons of the Trinity, the conversation happened. And it had to do with human beings that would wander off into sin. And Jesus being the one to be the good shepherd, the one to be born for us, the one to come into our world, the one to take our sins on himself, instead of pulling away, persistently coming closer. Taking those sins and the judgment that was deserved and carrying that to the cross. And we find the heart of the mystery of the hidden character of God. By contrast, earthly shepherds do not show up for work, planning to die for the sheep that day. That would be ridiculous. The good farmer does not plan to lay down his life for the alfalfa. And the good doctor does not plan to die for the patient. But Jesus says, I lay down my life that I may take it up again. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. And this is right at the center of Christianity. So this is not good teaching by a good teacher, and it is not moral guidance to help us build a more just and loving society. It is the spectacle of the Son of God coming into the world for the purpose of dying and doing that for you. And all of this is hidden in the eternal character of God. This is who he is. I am that I am. And why Jesus will be forever known as the Lamb of God. Why the book of Revelation calls him the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. It is not only that he is the Good Shepherd. He is the I am the Good Shepherd, which makes it eternal. Long after this life is done, long after this world is gone, he will continue to be your friend and the one who knows you completely, and the shepherd who can lead you and shepherd every part of your soul on into eternity. And it is clear, we do not deserve this shepherd. Not in the least little bit. But this is Jesus. And he has decided to be ours forever. In Jesus' name, amen.